Reading for November 30th, entitled, Look to God for Help. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. The Bible is to be the rule of your life practice, for all who follow its teachings are made wise unto salvation. You cannot depend on your own righteousness. If you make the Lord your trust constantly, you will not be brought into confusion. For keeping power, trust wholly in the one who understands all your spiritual necessities. God is very pitiful. Depend on him alone. Christ's righteousness atones for your sins. He is making intercession in your behalf. Seek to please him by keeping all his commandments. The more that we individually are acquainted with the Bible, and the more earnestly and zealously we criticize ourselves, comparing our hearts and lives with the standard of God's requirements, the more fully will we trust only in the wisdom that cannot err. Through faith, we will accept the promise given to those who receive Christ as their personal Savior, the promise that to them he will give power to become sons and daughters of God. My brother, keep the perfection of Christ's character ever before you. Whatever may be the human judgment pronounced on your case, remember that God has authorized no human agent to be judge of his fellow man. Put your trust in God at all times, and you will find him able to keep you by his almighty power. He will be an ever-present, all-sufficient defense against the strife of tongues which Satan inspires to confuse and weaken and discourage. The friend of sinners knows how to help and strengthen and bless those who, having sinned, turn again unto the Lord. Those who seek God with the whole heart will find him a present help in every time of need. He will heal the erring instead of denouncing and crushing them. He will hear the penitential prayers and will pardon the repentant ones, doing them good according to the great riches of his grace. Lift up heart and soul and praise to God because he has acknowledged you as his child. He will make you his helping hand and will bless you in the work of trying to help other souls. The Holy Spirit will work every heart susceptible to its holy influence. Christ's righteousness will go before such an one, and the glory of the Lord will be his rearward. Taken from Letter 192, dated November 30th, 1902, to W. O. Palmer, one of J. E. White's helpers in his work for the blacks of the Southern states.